Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Some things are named so well, you just have to try them, like a bumbleberry pie or anything with sea salt and caramel in the title. It's also the case with a concoction dubbed fire cider, whatever that is. Here to explain is Hannah Palmer Egan. She's a food writer for 7 Days. Hannah, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Fire cider, go.
So fire cider is this kind of crazy, intense, pungent mix. You start with apple cider vinegar, and then you add a lot of raw garlic, raw onion, horseradish, ginger, turmeric, chili peppers, and you sort of let that all, you chop all those things up and you let it macerate in the cider vinegar for about 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, as many months as you want, really. The cider vinegar absorbs all the flavors from these really intense things that you just put into it, and a little bit of honey to kind of take the edge off at the very, you put that in at the very end. And then you drink it kind of as an herbal tonic. It's an immune boosting, body stimulating kind of thing.
Sounds like one, it would keep away vampires.
And
a bit like Switchel.
Potential mates.
Right. What are the roots of this drink?
Yeah, so this, I mean, people have been using a mix of honey and vinegar, or vinegar and roots of these kinds since really forever. The Greeks back in ancient Greece had this drink called oxymel, which was honey and vinegar. There was a doctor here in Vermont, who wrote a book about folk medicine back in, I want to say, the 1800s, who, you know, basically the whole book was all these different remedies using honey and vinegar and garlic and just these different sort of herbs and roots. So it goes very far back. This particular fire cider recipe that's sort of in circulation now came from an herbalist in California named Rosemary Gladstar, who happens to now live in Barrie and has for a very, very long time at the Sage Mountain Herbal Retreat Center. So she kind of has the recipe that's out and about circulating now is from her originally.
Well, who is making fire cider now?
All kinds of people. It's a very, very popular herbal remedy that sort of maybe your heady aunt who drinks ginger beer and has a crazy herb garden, maybe she makes it. Here in Vermont, there's several sort of herbal apothecaries and herbalists that use it and make it. So I spoke to, for the purposes of this story, I spoke to Justin Garner down in Brattleboro. He owns Sweet Flag Medicinals. So he makes it and bottles it and gives it to his clients. Lilani McNeil at Taking Root Herbal Apothecary, and that's down in kind of in South Central Vermont. She bottles it and sells it on a retail basis. And then I also spoke to Rosemary Gladstar, but people, I mean, statewide, all over the world and country make it.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Hannah Palmer Egan, a food writer for 7 Days. We're talking about something called fire cider. Hannah, how do you use fire cider? What's it good for?
So it's got, you know, if you start to think about all the things that are in it, they all have these sort of like warming, blood circulating, kind of anti-inflammatory qualities to them, if you start to look into the properties of the actual ingredients and what they do to your body. So with the vinegar, which kind of binds it all together and is also like a strong body heater, if you ever imagine like taking a shot of cider vinegar, like what that would taste like, it would kind of burn going down. And then it would continue to burn a little bit. It would warm up your belly like alcohol. So all of these things have different sort of immune boosting, various circulatory kind of get the body, get the blood flowing kind of properties or effects on the body. So, you know, if you ever have taken that emergency stuff, you start to mm-hmm. feel a cold coming on or you're not feeling so hot, you're going to take one of those, and maybe it makes you feel a little bit better, or makes you feel like you're warding off whatever might be coming at you and bothering you. So it's kind of like that.
Are there maladies that herbalists kind of prescribe this for or recommend this for?
It's kind of an all-around good-for-you sort of thing. So some people, you know, the three herbalists that I spoke to said that some of their clients drink it every day. They just have like a teaspoon or a shot of it every single day. Some people just take it when they start to feel an illness coming on. It has a lot of really good pulmonary qualities. Justin Garner told me an anecdote about a patient that he had that had been diagnosed with COPD and just was having all these really intense problematic lung problems, and she came out of the ICU where she had been there for having really intense lung blockages and problems. And he prescribed her fire cider, and within a couple days she started hacking up all the kind of goo that had been stuck in there. So anecdotally, at least, there is some kind of evidence that it is good for your lungs, but I think it's really more of a holistic body warmer.
There seems to be a little problem with the name. Like Lord Voldemort, do I dare speak its name?
Well, it depends on who you are and what you want to do with it. So in 2014, a Massachusetts company called Shire City Herbals trademarked the name Fire Cider, much to the chagrin and outrage of herbalists across the country, perhaps even the world. They've kind of been petitioning to get the trademark revoked. And Shire City kind of just tends to argue, well, we're actually trying to protect, you know, not only our own brand, but we're also kind of trying to make sure that some bigger, mean, horrible company doesn't come in and steal it from all of us. And the argument from the smaller herbalists or the other herbalists that didn't trademark it is kind of like, well, nobody gets to have this. It's sort of like if you were going to trademark maple syrup, you know, you can't, it's a generic thing that anyone can make. So there's a lot of back and forth. There's litigation going on. There's been people that have been asked to stop using the name commercially with they're trying to sell it. So Leilani McNeil at Taking Root just kind of was like, you know what, I don't want to get into this battle. I'm just going to change the name. So she changed the name of hers to Fighter Cider. There's a little controversy.
You included a couple of recipes in your story. Tell us about them.
Yeah, so I have Justin Garner actually gave me his kind of version for the basic fire cider recipe. It's so simple to make. You literally chop all this stuff up, put it in a jar, put the vinegar in the jar, seal the jar, shake it up a couple days, you know, every other day or once a day, and let it sit there for like a few months. Strain it out, add some honey, shake it up again, and then you can kind of have it. Rosemary Gladstar actually gave me kind of a neat spinoff recipe. So if you only let it sit for, say, 6 or 8 weeks, or maybe even 2 months, which is 8 weeks. A lot of the ingredients, the garlic and the onion and the horseradish and the ginger, are still in there. They're still fairly firm. They haven't totally turned to mush yet. So you can take that and kind of mix it up and make it into a fire cider chutney, which she kind of gave to us, which sounded really fun.
Hannah Palmer-Egan is a food writer for 7 Days. Thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
It's always a pleasure.